This podcast replay, it's brought to you by Toyota of Hollywood, where you can get a 2020 Corolla LE, lease it for $159 a month, sign and drive $289 a month, get on down to 1841 North State Road 7 in Hollywood, Toyota of Hollywood.
All right, we're back. Time to rock and roll. Anyway, we are going to talk a little football because tonight we got a big match as Inter Miami takes on the New York Red Bulls at Inter Miami CF Stadium. A man that covers the team on a daily basis for the South Florida Sun Sentinel is Kobe Price. I follow him. You should follow him too if you're an Inter Miami fan at Kobe_Price. And of course, he also covers the FAU Owls. Let's bring him aboard. Kobe, good afternoon, my brother. How you doing?
Afternoon. I'm doing well. How are you doing?
I'm doing good, my man. So how's the COVID situation with FAU before I get into Inter Miami?
We just got off the phone with Taggart, FAU coach Willie Taggart, not too long ago. And he said that they tested yesterday. Players got tested yesterday, and he said that there were no positives. No guys tested positive, as weird as that sounds, after they had all the positives from last week. Now, he did say that 15 to 20 guys wouldn't be able to play this Saturday if the game does happen because of quarantine from the contact tracing. But as of right now, there are no positive or active positive cases on the team.
That's awesome, dude. Awesome. I'm actually surprised. I got to tell you, Kobe, like Notre Dame just got affected and all that, but I'm surprised overall that they've been able to get this many college games off without more cases out there. I'm actually shocked, just like I am, even with the MLS, that they got out of the bubble and they've pretty much stayed, COVID free. I give a lot of these athletes a lot of credit. They must be very disciplined in staying away from people.
Yeah, I mean, with the MLS, I think their last update was maybe earlier this week, late last week, and there was, I think, one person who tested positive out of this entire time. And, I mean, there's been a bunch of college games postponed, canceled, et cetera. But, I mean, if you asked me, back in July or June, if I thought this was going to happen at all, I would probably look at you and be like, probably not. More than likely not. So the fact they're able to pull this off in any sort of fashion, especially when you're one of the professional leagues, MLS, MLB, even with the hurdles they hit early on, I guess kudos should go to them for finding ways to pull this off.
Yeah, no, I'm with you, man. It is, it's pretty amazing. All right, so they've gotten their first home win. They've gotten the first road win. They've gotten the first road tie. They are unbeaten at home right now as it is. Inter Miami tonight has a chance to start their first winning streak tonight. So what are your thoughts on that right now?
Yeah, I mean, Luis Robles, he talked about yesterday, they haven't won the back-to-back games yet, and that's something that they want to do. I think tonight, it finally gives me opportunity to play a different opponent. They haven't played the Red Bulls, so that'll be exciting and interesting to see them play a different team besides Atlanta, Nashville, Orlando. And if you're asking about their chances, their odds of winning, I'll give them a pretty good chance to pick up that elusive consecutive victory. The Red Bulls are in not the best shape right now. They struggle offensively. They had the coaching change, etc. So I would give Inter Miami a good chance of picking up a win tonight.
I'm with you, dude. I don't think they have a lot of firepower, and I think they'll get Higuain. Not that I know anything, but I think they'll get him on Sunday against Philadelphia. I think he should be past his quarantine and all that by then. Do you feel the same way?
Yeah, well, he's out of the quarantine now. He actually started practicing with the team yesterday on Tuesday.
So what are we waiting for? He's got his visa, he's got the quarantine. What the hell are we waiting for?
Well, that's the thing. He doesn't have his visa and international transfer certificate yet.
We're waiting
for the visa and the international transfer certificate. But in terms of, I mean, he's out of quarantine. He's training with the team. He's all set to go from that standpoint. But they are still waiting for that visa to arrive.
I bet they'll get that thing by Friday, and he'll play on Sunday. It's all right. You know, come on. They've been working on this a while, bro. Come on. Yeah, exactly. Plus, they play Philadelphia on Sunday. We need them on Sunday. You know what I mean? And I thought, Kobe, that the other night you got that inspired effort from them because of the Higuain acquisition. I think that kind of inspired that team a little bit.
I was going to say, the whole immigration visa situation, that is way above my pay grade. So I have no clue. You could tell me that he would get it tomorrow, with tomorrow being Thursday. I'd be like, yeah, I believe it. Or you could tell me he gets Friday. I'll be like, I have no clue about it. But for them, they're definitely hoping he can get on the field as soon as possible because of the caliber of player he is. And you're right. They did seem more inspired, especially in the first half against Atlanta on Saturday. They were juiced. They were ready. The energy was there. And you can only imagine. I mean, we talked to Luis about it. Just having a guy like that on the training field, in the locker room. Obviously, he wasn't training with them at that point. But just knowing, like, we're going to have this guy come in and help the team, it does give you that boost of energy. It does give you a boost in morale. And eventually, it will have a boost on their on-field product and the quality that they bring on a night-to-night basis, or a game-to-game basis, rather.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. Kobe Price, by the way, joining us from the South Florida Sun Sentinel. You can follow him on Twitter, at Kobe Price. And Kobe, tell them also about the Sun Sentinel Inter site, because, you know, I just tagged you guys in it, Inter MIA Insider. Tell them a little bit about that so they know what the Sun Sentinel is doing with the team.
Yeah, no, that's so that is the Sun Sentinel's Inter Miami coverage. Like, so all our coverage for Inter Miami, it goes to that Twitter page that you're talking about. So to keep up with all the Inter Miami coverage, that'd be a great page to follow. You'll see all of my work through there, and any columns that may be writing, analysis, photos from the games. That's the best for us. That's the best way to just keep up with everything. But a club that, I mean, it's growing continuously. They seem to be locking in their roster, but they're just bringing in, I mean, Blaise McQuiddy, that's Ali Higuain. So you can keep up with everything. They're about to play tonight. It's a great place for us to keep everything consolidated. And for readers, fans who are interested, you can go there and follow along.
I would imagine during the game, that's where you're tweeting from. Is that what it is?
So I have thought about this, but I still tweet from my personal account, but I have thought about going to the insider, kind of like, hey, it's Kobe. Just follow along this account. I probably should do that sooner rather than later.
Well, why don't you do that thing where you tweet and it goes to both? And that's it.
I would have to figure that out. I'm still trying to figure out how to do that.
Yeah, I think you could do that with one of those apps that you can put multiple things on it, and then you just post it, and it goes to both at the same time. So that way you don't have to. That way you don't have to like copy and paste and put it on the other one or something like that. So tonight, when you're at the game, how do people follow you for the updates?
Yeah, I mean, you can follow me on my personal account,
okay.
At Kobe. _ Price, so KHOBI _ PRICE. I changed my handle recently, so from P to now to Fully Price. But then there also will be updates on the Inter Miami Insider Twitter page.
Any injuries to be concerned about tonight for Inter Miami?
Yeah, I mean, Julian Carranza. I know Diego Alonso said that he's going to be out a week to two. He said that he will not be available for tonight's game. Robbie Robinson is back after, I don't know what you call it, injury, but he said that he was sick for the Atlanta United game, but he's all good to go tonight. Not injury, but Andre Ferreira will be suspended. We'll have a one-game suspension tonight due to yellow card accumulation. So big hole Inter Miami will have to fill in the center back position with Andres Reyes, who has been a starter for a good portion of the season at this point.
Yeah, no, I'm with you there. It should be a lot of fun tonight. I was going to ask you, when you look at the improvements from the 0-5 to the last seven games now, what have you seen in your eyes? What's the difference in the team? Because obviously there's a lot more wins, and well, not a lot, but there's more wins and ties now in the last seven games compared to the first five, where they weren't having any success whatsoever.
yeah, they have 11 points now. They're right outside of a playoff spot, just a point outside of there. What I've seen is, I mean, defensively, I think they improved a decent amount. And some of that comes from figuring out the personnel, right? Like, I think sometimes you have to remember, like, this is a brand new team. They're trying to figure out who they are and what their players bring to the table. Defensively, I mean, they brought in Leandro Gonzalez-Bionet right before the MLS's back tournament. Now, he obviously didn't play in that tournament. But having him around, he was able to practice with the guys, and then he's able to play, returning to home. So having him, who Paul McDonough has acknowledged as one of the best center backs in the league, that's instrumental. Once you can plug in a player of his caliber, it's going to change your defense. And then you figure out, all right, we're going to put Reyes as the other center back. And then they, for now, and it might change tonight because Reyes is suspended, but if they put Figal, who's a natural center back, out as a right back. Okay. So you kind of just fortify the defensive back line. And then once you do that, you kind of you help things a lot. And then they're still figuring out the whole left wing situation. It's been Ben Sweat, it's been Agudelo after Matias Pellegrini was out there earlier. But they're fixing that. And I think the biggest thing has been defensively, and they're still just trying to plug in the holes offensively. And obviously, I mean, he's still rounding into form. He's still getting into where he wants to be. But having a guy Blaze McQueedy's caliber,
right?
That I mean, offensively, defensively, being that box-to-box midfielder who can really open up those angles, find those angles on the field, on the pitch, it all helps. So if you're being more concise, the additions of Blaze McQueedy and Leandro, plus just having more time on the field together, playing more games together, I think those are the biggest things.
Yeah, and Matias and Carranza have got to be pumped about Higuain because they're going to get to learn from a seasoned, proven, world-class veteran, dude. That's going to be a lot of fun for those young guys. Yeah, they could be worried about a little playing time, but at the same time, they should be excited about the education they're about to get from that guy.
Oh, no, absolutely. And that's the I guess, one of the beauties or the upsides of Inter Miami is that they do have that mixture of the vets, but they also do have young guys. You said Pellegrini, Carranza, Robinson, right?
Yeah.
Reyes is still young.
Yep.
He can learn. Reyes can learn from Leandro.
Yep.
You do have that mixture of guys who are going to continue to learn. So, yeah, absolutely. With those guys, and then they can just pick brains. Lewis, I mean, I know Lewis has been one of the better players on the team this year, but he's still only 23. So you do have that mixture of young guys who can just learn and be like, soak up all this knowledge. Even a guy like Luis Robles, who's a proven veteran at this level, he's even saying that I'm learning from Blaze simply about the fitness part of it. So when you bring in those guys, veterans who have seen it all, it is going to change not just this year, but like years to come, how players will operate and what they would be as players.
Kobe Price from the South Florida Sun Sentinel. Kobe, what happens tonight? What's the prediction for you?
Oh man, prediction. I would say Inter Miami takes the win, and I would say 2-1. Inter Miami takes home a 2-1 win.
I like it. I like it. Not that means I got to hang on the edge of my seat for the second half of that game. Like the other night that all the goals were in the first 11 minutes, and then it was over after that, dude. Wow, that was. How about a 3-1, 4-1 win today? You know, Kobe, a comfortable win. You know what I mean? So we're kind of coasting in the final 25 minutes, you know, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I don't know if Inter Miami is going to give that to you. You know, every single game that they play you have to be on the edge of your seat for every single game.
Yeah.
They'll never let you relax.
Let's hope so, man. Let's hope we get an easier game tonight. And are you guys going to talk to them to, like, have the Heat game on one TV and the soccer game on another? How do you guys negotiate the press room with them?
So we usually have just the Inter Miami game on, so we can hear the broadcast too. I don't know if we're going to be watching much of the Heat game, but I'm going to try to keep some kind of awareness of what's going on through my Twitter feed and maybe taking a peek at the score during halftime or every once in a while. I know it's a big thing tonight.
Well, you're more than welcome to come by our broadcast booth. We'll have the game on, the Heat game, the Marlins game. We'll have it all on, so we'll – we'll keep up with everything. Kobe, as always, you're a stud, my brother. Thank you for taking some time We'll check you out tonight over at the stadium. Let's hope for a victory, bro. Let's do it.
Absolutely. Appreciate you having me.
You got it, my man. You be good. There you go. Kobe Price from the South Florida Sun Sentinel. Make sure you follow him on Twitter at Kobe_Price. And let me make sure I tell you this. He spells it K-H-O-B-I. Okay? All right? Just in case, because we're also used to the K-O-B-E, Kobe. He has a different one. And, of course, check him out at the South Florida Sun Sentinel website. And the Inter Miami Insider, which is Inter MIA Insider. Also, that's the Twitter feed for Inter Miami fans on the Sun Sentinel side. That's their personal page for all of that. Let's see. People don't know the first pro team in Miami, the Miami Seahawks, 1938, played at Burdine Stadium. Yes, I do know about that, my friend. I know Tremolio. In the All-American Football League, then sold to the Baltimore Lawyer, who then changed the name to the Baltimore Colts. Yep. Yep. I know about that from back in the day. Not that I was around for it, but I do know the history and that being the first team. And just like in basketball, the Floridians back in the day, you know. So, yeah, there's a little history of pro teams for us before our established ones really took over. We delved into to pro sports in a minor league way or some other way. Yeah.
I love them talking about the old Floridians, the basketball team, and the guys that came, and the cheerleaders,
yeah,
and how they like intentionally were dressed to totally take their mind off the game.
Oh, yeah. That's the idea. That's the idea.
And they said they'd have them right down there under the basket as close as they could get to the court. It was like, man, I'm having a hard time paying attention to the game. Come on, man.
You know, I didn't know that here at VSS West Pines, they've got an Inter-Miami bong. Water pipe, I'm sorry. An Inter-Miami water pipe. Yeah. Those of you that are hardcore Inter-Miami fans, can you hand it to me right there? I just want you guys, just in case. Just in case, right there, the pink and black one. Let me have that one, bro. La Rosa Negra. They have La Rosa Negra water pipe. So if you are a hardcore Inter-Miami fan, you think about it, see? You see, this is the hardcore Inter-Miami water pipe right there. So this could be your partner during Inter-Miami games. There's only one here at VSS West Pines. You think about it. You know, whatever you guys charge for this, if you just put an Inter-Miami sticker on it, you can, like, add, like, another $40 to it. It would become the official. So if you buy this, if you come to Inter-Miami, which, by the way, you can mention my name, you'll get 20% off. But anyway, you actually can put your own sticker here, Inter-Miami, and look how cool it is. I just, you know, Inter-Miami, baby. Go deep. Take your hit. See, I gave you guys an opportunity to take your hit. There you go. How about that? Huh? How about that? Gotta love it. An Inter-Miami water pipe. It's a beautiful thing. You guys can't beat that. Miami Toros. Toros and then the Gatos. Actually, or no way, it was Gatos first, then Toros, right? Is that how it was? Or was it Toros and Gatos? No, it was Gatos, then Toros. That's how it was. So I think Tremolio, I think it was Gatos first, then Toros for a few years. Then we got our strikers. I think that's what happened. Steve David was the badass of the Toros. He scored like, I think like in one season he scored like 25 goals or something. Dude was pretty damn good. Number 7, Steve David. There you go. Is Steve David still with us? I wonder. You know? Remember when the Dolphins and Canes both played in the Orange Bowl? Yeah. That's how I grew up. It's not like a distant memory that like never happened or barely happened for me. That was my norm. That was the Dolphins and the Canes in the same building. Herman, you look kind of young. So for you, it's kind of like a distant memory. But for me, that's like, those are my good memories right there. Those are the great memories. I mean, it doesn't get any better than the Dolphins and the Canes in the Orange Bowl. That's when we were at our peak for both of those sports. You know what I mean? So, yeah, of course I remember that because that's the rich history of both teams are there, actually. They haven't built any kind of history in the new stadium. They really haven't. It just, you know, I know the 01 Canes, at least we had the new stadium by then. But really, overall, it hasn't been a dominant team in that building yet. It's coming. Hopefully Manny will turn this thing around, and I know that Greer and Flores are going to turn this thing around. There's no doubt about that. Super Boom Shack says, I love sitting in the west side of the OB and seeing downtown and the palm trees by the scoreboard. Amen. Those were the days, man. Those were the days. No matter how crappy that stadium was, it was our crappy stadium. Okay? Bathrooms, leaks from the second floor, lines, parking, you know, blocky, all that stuff, you know. But it was...
You'd be hard-pressed to go... You could pick anyone in the country to find a better home field advantage for college and pro, our teams. Man, the OB?
Yeah.
We own people.
Yeah. Yeah, no doubt. Yeah, no doubt. Like Ray says, great memories. I remember the stands shaking when the crowd got loud in the Orange Bowl. Yep. All of that, bro.
Bro, I can remember being six.
Stomping the feet on that thing that you could hear the tremors miles away, dude.
Like I said, my dad having 50-yard line upper deck A throw on the north side, and you could feel it shake. Everybody with the white hankies, and it was either National Airlines or Eastern Airline hankies. And I can remember looking in the west end zone to my right, and bro, you remember all the confetti? And it would be stacked up like 5-6 feet high in the aisle.
Yeah.
It was amazing.
Well, those were the days, my brother. Those were the days. Unfortunately, they are past. And
these guys are gonna get us there, bro.
Yeah, but I'm saying
on our way back.
I'm just saying those kind of days are gone. We're not gonna have.
You know what's one of my favorite?
Those kind of days.
I was there the Monday night. This is when Zonka came back post the Giants and all that, and we were down on like the three or four yard line, man. And they gave it to Zonk. It did take him four times to get that 3, 4, 5 yards, bro. It was like walking back in time. I want to say it was probably 76, 77, you know, post the glory years. But for one moment that night, it felt like 72, 73. It was awesome.
By the way, Tom Cruise, if you're a Tom Cruise fan, check this out. He is going to go into outer space in October of next year. The star has long been known for his role in action-packed films, including Mission Impossible, all that good stuff. So it's no surprise the actor is something of an adrenaline junkie who seeks to push his limits to the maximum and frequently does his own stunts. Earlier this year, it was revealed that Cruise was working alongside Elon Musk and NASA to film a new movie in outer space. The upcoming project doesn't even have a title yet. Cruise has been in talks with Musk's SpaceX program as well as NASA to work towards the new goal of the first movie shot in space. Although this announcement was met with enthusiasm for its groundbreaking nature, there's been little word on the project development until now. Space Shuttle Almanac official Twitter, which covers all space-related stories, has confirmed that Cruise's project has been green-lighted by all involved parties. The tweet highlights that Commander Mike Lopez Alegria, who holds 2 NASA spacewalk records, will pilot the Axiom Space Station on a tourist mission in October of 2021 when Axiom sets off for outer space. Both Cruise and director Doug Lynham will be on board, and you can catch the Space Shuttle's Almanac exciting tweet there that they put. And the Space Shuttle Almanac tweeted,
accompanied with an image showing the International Space Station manifest for the next 3 years. More specifically, the 21st of October is marked with SpaceX Crew Dragon Axiom tourist flight, with Lopez Alegria Cruz and Lenum confirmed to all be on board. So we don't know exactly what they're filming. I don't even know. Maybe it's another Mission Impossible. That sounds very Mission Impossible, right? Filming in space, you would figure, right? Something like that. Unless he's helping 007 to go after Spectre in space. I don't know.
I was thinking
Moonraker Part 2.
I was thinking more along the lines of Scientology in space.
Oh, God. La locura de Scientology. All right, let's take a break.
Hey, he's looking for space people, bro. You know the story.
2 hours down. We'll come back on the other side. We're at VSS West Pines. Let's take a quick break right here on the Big O Show.
America's premium sport compact sedan is at Acura of Pembroke Pines, and this is how we do it. 2020 ILX, $199 a month, $199, and Acura of Pembroke Pines, the number one volume Acura dealer.
Hey, it's Big O. For all of your family dental needs, please reach out to Mudias Dental. I've known Eric for a while, a big fan of our show. Call him at 305-821-0231. Whether it's you or your kids that need some dental help, whether it's implants, Invisaligns, they are the experts. Or if you're just looking to fill a cavity or clean your teeth or maybe even get a crown, you are going to love the professionalism, the family-like atmosphere. And of course, when you talk about being clean, that's what it's all about in today's society. You are going to go to an extremely clean place. Go to MudiasDental.com. Go to the website. Follow them on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Mudias Dental. Tell them that Big O sent you. 305-821-0231 or go to MudiasDental.com.
Are you tired of watching the same old travel videos on the internet? Well, then check out MikeNoGoZones.com, a travel documentary that's breaking barriers. I go to the places that the media tells you to fear, where no one else dares to go. Baltimore, Opa-locka, south side of Chicago, and more. Go to MikeNoGoZones.com.
Hey, it's Big O. For all of your CBD, THC, or hookah needs, you got to get on down to VSS West Pines at 12397 Pembroke Road. Yes, they have got legal THC. You've got to check it out. And they've got, of course, when it comes to CBD, flower, tinctures, edibles, for all kinds of reasons, whether it's pain, stress, anxiety, you name it. And don't forget, when you mention my name, you'll get 20% off. Tell the boys out there that I told you to get on down to VSS West Pines, 12397 Pembroke Road, and call them 954-613-3367. Legal THC, CBD, all of your hookah needs. You go to VSS West Pines.